Hello guys, welcome to today's episode of the World Distinction Podcast. My name is Alex Ihanacho. So in today's episode, I'll be sharing with you something very interesting, and that is how to not expect anything from anyone and why it is important that you don't expect anything from anyone. So growing up, there was this man that always visited our house. He was a family friend, and each time he comes around, he will always be telling stories and tales of the people he helped when he was young, people he sent their children to school, people he helped to get a job, people he helped to start a business, people he did all sorts of things for when it was seemingly going well for him. So he helped all these people, he spent all the money he had helping all of these people, and when things went bad for him, he couldn't get helped by any of these people. I mean, some people he lent money to, they didn't pay him back, and when he asked for it, you know, they had a lot of excuses and just so many spoiled relationships. And the man was always promoting the idea that people are not grateful, and it is a bad idea to help people. In fact, he was the first person I had that kind of concept from. So when I was growing up, I felt that it was really a bad idea to help people, because when you need help in return, people will not be there to help you. But as I grew older and wiser, what I figured is that people will always disappoint you when you are helping them in expectation that they will come back to help you when you need help. What that simply means is that when you're helping people in expectation that they will come back to help you when you need help, you're not helping them in the first place. You are, I don't know how to put it now, but I think you are sowing a seed, hoping that you're going to reap from there. But what you do not consider is that you could sow a seed and something could go wrong with the seed and you don't get to reap. And the Bible says that we reap what we sow, right? But the thing is, we don't always have to reap from where we sow. So you could sow somewhere and reap from a different place. So what I came to realize for myself is that when you're helping people, help people not because of them, but because of God. So what that simply means is that what I'm doing for someone, I'm not doing it in expectation that the person will come back to pay me back. I'm doing it because of the fact that God has instructed me to do it for the person, and I have the capacity to do it for the person. If that second instance is true, it simply means that I will not do for someone what I will not do for myself. Because when I analyze the case of this man whose story I shared, what I realized that he was doing for people things he wasn't even doing for himself. I mean, he didn't have any savings, he didn't have any investment, his business was not solid, he wasn't even spending so much on himself and his own family. He was just spending the money on outsiders, and that is more like charity starting from outside. So I realized that it's also a form of inferiority complex, because you are trying to kind of buy a feeling of superiority through the help that you offer to other people. And that is bad, because, I mean, these people won't reciprocate. So do for other people what you would do for yourself. It simply means that you have to do for yourself first that thing which you seek. Then if people bring it back to you, fine. If they don't bring it back to you, you are all right. Because the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself, not love your neighbor more than yourself. So you have to be able to do for yourself first what you need to do before trying to do for other people. And the other one is that when you do things for people, just let it go. Okay, when you do things for people, let it go. Do not count on them returning the favor. Don't even expect them to return the favor, let alone asking them to return the favor. Right? So just be a good person, be a solid person who helps people because you can help them, who offers the kind of help you can offer to yourself because you're in a position to do it, not because of the fact that tomorrow you are expecting that someone is coming to pay you back. Then lastly, do not expect anything from anyone. Okay? Do not expect anything from anyone. Have zero expectation of people. I always believe that you should expect things from yourself and from your God, not from people. expect things from yourself and your God, not from people, because these are the two people that you can count on, your God and yourself, right? You can always count on yourself to deliver, you can always count on yourself to produce, you can always count on yourself to be resourceful, useful, progressive, and all of that. And you can also count on your source, your God, to always be there for you, to always provide you guidance, to always provide you with resources whenever you need it. So these are the two things that are solid enough for you to trust in, right? Trust in your God and believe in yourself. These two people, these two entities are the only entities that are worthy of your trust. And if that be the case, it simply means that you must also invest in them. So you must invest in yourself and you must invest in your source as well. For everything that you regard as your source, there are a couple of activities that are required of you as a form of investment. Find what those activities are and offer them. For yourself, you need to put in yourself so much so that you can have so much to give out, because you cannot give what you don't have. So if you do not have so much in the inside of you, it will be very difficult for you to give so much in the outside. So you have to build yourself up, you have to solidify yourself so that you'll be in a position where you can really help people from the overflow. You can help people from the extra that you have. Not that you will help people with the only thing that you have and then you'll be left stranded. Okay, so that is how, that's what I wanted to share with you guys today. And I hope you find this useful. Share this podcast with someone you love. Share this podcast with people in your community, people in your groups, people that you love, so that we all can begin to learn together and begin to share in conversations like this. So till I come your way next time, keep having yourself a nice time. Cheers.